Greetings, journal writers, and welcome to the 2018 Journal Expo. Sacred journaling, creative writing practices for you and your clients to connect with God in life, business, and recovery. My name is Doreen Penner, and I'm a faculty member for the National Association of Christian Journal Writers. And today, my guest is Deborah Haddix. I almost said that wrong. I'm sorry, Deborah Haddix. I'm so excited to have her here. Her topic today is digging deeper, engaging with the Word of God. And I think this is just such an important topic, and I am so excited to hear what she has to say. So welcome, Deborah. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Doreen. It is a pleasure to be here and to talk about this particular topic.
Good, great. Just to give our listeners a little bit of information about you, I have some things that they might actually want to know and find interesting. Deborah Haddix is an author, speaker, and a board-certified advanced Christian life coach whose passion is to empower women to embrace God's design for their life. Deborah confesses that she struggled with journaling for many years, unable to enjoy its benefits. It was not until she became a grandmother that she discovered several ways to incorporate this valuable discipline in her new role. In recent years, Deborah has embraced journaling as a spiritual practice and has learned the joys of putting a creative spin on it. The author of three journaling-related books, her most recent, Journaling for the Soul, Slow Down, Replenish, Exhale, is a journaling handbook packed with full methods, tips, and more journaling for the novice to the pro. Two of her other titles, Praying with Purpose, Helping Equip Her Grandchildren Stand Fast in the Faith, and Soul Nourishment, Satisfying Our Deep Longing for God, share several creative journaling techniques within their pages. Deborah also serves as a faculty member for the National Association of Christian Journal Writers, which is a community and resource centering for Christian journaling. You can follow Deborah at deborahhaddix.com. That's deborahhaddix.com. Just reading your titles, Deborah, I absolutely want to go out and buy your books. They absolutely intrigue me, and I'm loving the topic that you have for us, which is digging deeper, engaging with the Word of God. So, Deborah, let me just jump in with you, because I like that title so much, but why did you choose it? Why is that so important that we do this?
I think that's one of those God stories, Doreen, that just kind of has the starting point that rolls out and just keeps rolling into other things. It basically all started back with the Soul Nourishment book, Satisfying Our Deep Longing for God, and how our soul longs for God, our soul has to be cared for, and so often we don't even think about our soul because it's that invisible part of us. So it, you know, it's easy just to not even realize it's there because we're taking care of all of the things we see. And in that book, we look at how to care for your soul through the major spiritual practices. And so, you know, one thing kind of led to another. From that, I started looking at how I could incorporate the practice of journaling into my prayer life. And that kind of came out through the Praying with Purpose and my role as a grandmother. And then I began to look at journaling and how I could connect that discipline of journaling into digging into the scripture as another practice for nourishing my soul. And so that's kind of how it all led this way. And it's one of those things where things unfold for you. You see God bringing things. You know how to, you know, you hear it in a Sunday sermon, you hear it in the conversation at the restaurant, at the table next to you. You just keep hearing these things and you're going, okay, God, I'm paying attention. And I started putting this together and then I thought, well, I don't know that anybody else is having this same need or, you know, would find this beneficial. And as he so commonly does, in a period about a month, God brought me face to face with women's ministry directors, pastors, different people who were sharing the need that the people in their congregations or the people in their women's group have. They don't know how to read the Bible for themselves and get something out of it. a lot are afraid. You know, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. They don't think they have time for it. And so this is kind of where all of this digging deeper, engaging with the Word of God came from, is when you step back and you see how many people are out there that are just busy and don't have an hour every day to engage with their Bible. We're looking at ways in this particular topic, this particular session, to dig deeper, even if you only have 5 minutes a day. The other issue, I think, the reason this is so important is, yes, in this culture, in this day and age, we have more access to the Bible than any other generation before us. But I think that may be a problem, too, in that it's so easy for us to flip on a podcast or pull up a blog site or go to church and listen to the sermon that our pastor delivers and go home, and these are our means of engaging with the Scripture. The only problem with that is, because of our busyness and because of the ease of accessing all these other things, we stand at a point where we're kind of back where Martin Luther was all those many years ago, where we're letting other people interpret the Scripture for us. It's not bad to hear your pastor preach a Sunday sermon. It's not bad to listen to a podcast. It's not bad to pull up internet articles. But if that's the only way that we're engaging with the Scripture, there's a problem, because when we do that, we're letting other people interpret the Scripture for us. We're not digging in and trying to figure it out ourselves. So I kind of look back to Martin Luther, who at his time realized, when he was studying Scriptures, that he was simply being asked to study the sources, the masters, and memorize what they had to say about the Bible and point his students to them. And then he came across this new way of learning, this advantes, back to the sources, and it hit him, you know, I need to get back to the source. I need to get into the Bible and figure out what it says for myself rather than depending on all these other people. And so I think that's where we find ourselves now, in our busyness, in the ease of, you know, just going to someone else and hearing it. I think we need to find ways to stop, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes a day, and get in there and look at those words ourselves and figure out what God is trying to tell us and what he has to say to us.
You know, what you're saying is so powerful, because it is, when we read the Word of God, it's the Holy Spirit that speaks to us, because it's a living word. And when we're relying on other people, we miss that component of allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
Yes, and even, you know, he can and he will. You can sit in a very powerful Sunday morning sermon, or you can sit in your small group and listen to the small group leader lead. And you can, you know, you can hear from the Holy Spirit, but not the way that you can if you are there face to face. I love that illustration. It's out there on Pinterest and Facebook. They share it, where the words of the pages of the Bible are embracing the person who's reading it. And it says that the Bible is the only book we read whose author is present with us when we read it. And that's what it comes down to, Jordan. I love the way you said that, about it's us in the living word, in the Holy Spirit with us. And God's going to do his most powerful work in us and teach us his truths and bring us to know him when we're sitting with him in the pages of his word.
Mm-hmm. So I hope it's okay just to jump in, because I have a question that I'm just burning to ask.
Absolutely.
How do we get hungry for the Word of God? How do we get hungry for it, to want to? Sometimes we have to pray that God improves our want to.
Absolutely. I don't know if you're like me. There's so many times I have these needs in my life, and I'm sitting here going, you know, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to want to. I don't know how to increase the hunger and the thirst. I don't know how to slow down and have this time. And, you know, then I'll see something where it just says, ask. And it's one of those slap yourself in the forehead kind of moments. It's like the simplest things. Why do I not just stop and ask, you know, instead of, but that's kind of us, or at least I know it's me. We live in this culture where it's do, 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 and it's be independent, and it's learn to take care of, you know, and it's all this me stuff. And so often I'm trying to figure it out on my own. And God never said, Debbie, you have to figure it out on your own. Just come to me and ask. And so, you know, if we want to, we just have to ask him to show us how and to help us make the time. If the want to is lacking, then that's all we've got to do, Doreen. You're right. It's just ask him. He'll give us the want to if we ask him for it. And that's all it takes. once you've got that want to turned on, it's hard not to sit with the scripture and not want to, I mean, to be with the one who created us and who loves us lavishly and has only our best interest at heart. And one of the closest ways to be with him is through the pages of his word.
Yes.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Yes, I love that. Just ask. It's not hard to do. Just ask.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier that there were different sources. How do we go to these different sources?
Well, we need to learn, and I think our lack of knowing, again, comes from, one, we haven't been practicing it. We haven't been doing it ourselves. We've been letting other people tell us what the Word of God says. I think part of it is we're so busy. I don't care who we are, what generation. You know, the young mama is busy. And she thinks that someday, you know, when those kids are grown up and she's retired, she's going to have all this time. And I'm sitting on that other end of the retired time, and I'm telling you, I'm busier now than I was when I, you know, ever before. So I don't think it matters where we are in our season. We are busy. And I think a lot of us let that stop us. We just think, I don't have the time. I don't have an hour to sit down and get back to the source. And, you know, and we picture all these Bible scholars and, you know, Martin Luther, whoever, sitting for hours and hours and hours on end studying. And that's great. Deep, deep, intense Bible study, there's nothing like it. It's like the top of the list on ways to engage with our scriptures. But practically speaking, that's not always possible. That's not always possible on a daily basis. Sometimes we're in a season of life where that's just not possible that season. And so we have to find ways to get back to the source, to get ourselves into the Bible, sitting with God and sitting with his word, that we can do in 5 minutes, or we can do in that 10 minutes that we have during a day. And there are so many ways to do that. Just sitting and reading. Setting your timer for 5 minutes and just sitting with a word and reading it yourself, right there, is a way to get back to the source. One of my favorite ways is to write scripture out. And this is something I didn't come across until just a couple of years ago. And it's powerful. Women who I've shared this with, I get emails almost daily with how, now that they've started writing out scripture, how powerful it has been in their life. Even if they only write one verse a day, or even if they can only write for 5 or 10 minutes and then they don't write again for a couple more days, but how that writing the scripture just slows them down to see what's on the page, to see words that they've maybe read 40 times in their lifetime, that same passage, but when they stop to write it, it slows them down and helps them key in on those words on the page, and they see things they've never seen before. Other ways we can do it for 5 or 10 minutes is to meditate on his word or to memorize it. And I know a lot of people think they have blocks about they can't memorize. We can. There are ways to do it. And then another very powerful way is just to learn to pray scripture. Any portion of scripture can be prayed. And when we stop and pray the words of the Bible back to our Heavenly Father, again, it slows us down. We're paying attention to those phrases and those things in the Bible that we've read maybe a million times. But now that we're saying them back to Him, they take on new meaning. They become personal. It brings His Word to life for us when we do these things. And none of these things I've mentioned take all day. You know, if you've got 5 minutes before you head out the door, 5 minutes while you're sitting with your morning coffee, 10, 15 minutes on a good morning, these things can be done and they can make such a difference in our lives and in the health of our soul and our relationship with God.
Oh, as you're talking, I'm just thinking of the word slow down. Essentially, what you're asking us to do is just slow down, intentionally slow down from our busy day and just pour into the Word of God. But to be intentional about it, just slow down.
That's it. I love that word. That's one of those words when we were talking about things, you know, that He just keeps popping in front. Several years ago, like everywhere I went, that word intentional was right in front of me. And, you know, I had to stop. Yes. You know, if I'm not intentional about the important things, they get overlooked. And they get buried in all the busyness and the to-do and, you know, those important things, the sitting with your family and paying attention, pouring into others, caring for your soul. All those things that God tells us in His Word are essential for us to navigate in this world and to grow in Christlikeness. They're not going to happen if I'm not intentional about them. And, you know, so being intentional, even if it's for 5 or 10 minutes, and then finding ways during that time, again, to intentionally slow down. Take a look at the words. There's nothing wrong with a simple pleasure reading of the words of the Bible. There are times when that's the most appropriate way to care for your soul, is to just sit and read it and let the words wash over you. But sometimes, though, we kind of get in a habit where our only interaction with His Word is a, like, check it off the box kind of reading, where, yes, I read that chapter, or yes, I read those three chapters, or yes, I, you know, whatever reading it was, I didn't even pleasure read it. I didn't even curl up and just sit and let the words wash over me. It was more mechanical. I just let my eyes go across that page, and then I closed the Bible and said, okay, I'm done. And I really didn't interact with God. I didn't let the Holy Spirit speak to me. And so that's what this digging deeper, engaging with God's Word does. It looks at even the aspects of praying the Bible. It's different to sit and pleasure read and let His words wash over you while you're sitting there focused on His words. You've quieted your heart and your spirit. You've invited God. You've invited the Holy Spirit into your reading time. It's a whole different thing to pleasure read. But then He also, you know, that's not the only way. There's times where we need to do a focused reading. And that's what some of these other things do. When we read with our journal, with our pen in our hand, that's that intentional slowing. We're slowing down. And we're focusing our reading. When we write out the scripture, we're slowing down and we're doing that focused in. I'm actually looking at those words, what they mean, why they're there, what He's trying to teach me through them, whether it's, you know, something He wants to reveal to me about Himself and His character, or something I need for my spiritual growth. When I find those ways to slow down, I can see those. I can hear when He's speaking to me.
You said earlier, our soul longs for God, and then you've used the words refreshing and the Word of God washing over us. I think we get so busy and our lives just dry up that this is absolutely essential, that we allow God to just pour into us and to be, like you said, intentional about it.
It is. It's so intentional, and sometimes we just think we don't have time, or we think we're not the, you know, that's for our pastor, or that's for that ministry person up there to be letting God pour into them and refresh them. But it's for all of us. Anyone who's his child and who wants to walk in relationship with him. One thing I look at that kind of came up as you were just saying, the slowing down and we get busy. One of the ways that we look at in digging deeper and engaging with God's word is meditating on it. And I think that's another thing that's happened to us over the years, Doreen, is that some of those spiritual practices that God talks about, they're in the Bible. We have examples of people meditating on scripture. We have verses that tell us to meditate. Joshua 1:8, I think it is. Meditate on God's word. Yet we've come to the point in our culture, in our day and age, where the word meditation scares us. And I even came across this in preparing this material, is that I had a whole section on biblical meditation, and then one day I was just doing some final touch-ups on it, and I'm on the internet looking things up, and everything that came up that day, even from some solid biblical sites and places where you know, I kind of watch what they do and I listen to what they're saying, they were putting that big X over, like, no, stay away. This is evil. This is not of God. Don't get caught up in this. And it almost made me step back and drop the meditation piece out of the course and the teaching and the presentations. And then husbands are wonderful. I had a conversation with my husband about it, and he goes, Debbie, remember, he says, I think this just kind of popped up in your face and it scared you. But remember, we even have examples in the Bible. You know, look at the Pharisees. They took good things. They took things God taught and they twisted them and they turned them. And, you know, that's still being done today. And so, you know, as I step back and I look at it now, I go, okay, we have to remember that meditation on God's word is biblical. We're not talking New Age meditation or Eastern mysticism meditation where they say empty your mind. That's not what God said. God didn't say empty your mind. He said fill your mind. Carefully consider my words in their original context. Mull them over. Spend time with them. Evaluate them in their context, in application to your own life. It's an active filling. And then just recently, I was getting ready to teach this topic at a retreat a couple of months ago, and I found this quote, and it just... It spoke to the whole issue of meditating and our culture, you know, being afraid of things and not having time for things. This quote is by Dr. Joel Beek, who wrote The Puritan Practice of Meditation. He went back and looked at how the Puritans practiced biblical meditation. And he said, one hindrance to growth among Christians today is our failure to cultivate spiritual knowledge. We fail to give enough time to prayer and Bible reading, and we have abandoned the practice of meditation altogether. How tragic that the very word meditation, once regarded as a core discipline of Christianity and a crucial preparation for an adjunct to the work of prayer, is now associated with unbiblical New Age spirituality. That's what you were just saying. We've come to a point where we don't take the time to spend with Jesus, to spend with God and his word. Right there, active living word with the Holy Spirit, we're not only, you know, not taking the time to do it, we're afraid of it. And we've got to understand the importance of being intentional in that care of our soul, in that deepening of our relationship with our Father. And we can only do that living in this fallen world apart from Him right now. That the only way we can do it is through His word, through His practices, praying, speaking with Him, spending time, letting Him speak to us through His word. It's essential. And until we understand that, we're still going to flounder and we're still going to be running around, look, you know, where's my want to? I don't have the time. Other things are more important. Yeah.
I'm really glad you brought up that meditation thing, because it does have negative connotations. And you made it so simplistic where, you know, you talked about New Age mysticism. What's that word? I can't even
say it. Mysticism? I know. It's hard to say.
It's a tongue twister for this girl. It's
about
emptying your mind, whereas spending time with God is about filling our mind. That
yes.
really helps bring clarity in the most simple ways for what
yes.
the difference is.
And filling our mind with His word, with what He has for us. And it is so simple, but it took this girl a long route to get there to figure that all out.
Yeah. So I have one more question for you that I just want to back up and make sure that our listeners got this. You mentioned there are five ways that we can engage more deeply with Scripture, and what you said were learning different methods and strategies for reading the Bible, writing Scripture out by hand, developing the discipline of biblical meditation, memorizing Scripture, and praying Scripture. But
yes,
right,
and I'm sure there's more, but those five are a good place to start.
Yes. And so when you're writing out Scripture, that's, you know, pretty closely related to journaling. So what are some of the benefits of writing the Scripture out by hand?
You know, there are a lot of scientific studies out there. This is like number one, because so many of us are looking for emotional, physical, spiritual, mental benefits to things. And this first one is just kind of mind-blowing. The act of writing itself, so whether you're handwriting Scripture or you're writing in your journal, when you put that pen or pencil, that favorite writing utensil in your hand, and you start writing on the page, there is scientific evidence that says that when you do that, your reticular activity system, which is abbreviated RAS, is activated. And so I'm not a science person. I had to look that up. What is that reticular activity system? And that system is comprised of all the cells at the base of the brain that filter the information that your brain needs to process. So when you put a pencil in your hand or a pen in your hand and you start writing, you engage those cells at the base of your brain. They turn on. And they are the cells that process the information in your brain. So if you're simply reading something, yeah, there's some cells in your brain that are doing some work, but that whole system that filters information that your brain is processing, it's not turned on. And so they did some studies at some universities. Princeton University was one, University of California, and there were several others. But this research was looking at this whole RAS reticular system, how that works and stuff. And what they found was students who took notes on paper, so pencil in hand, actually learned and retained more information than those who used laptops.
Wow.
Not just more than people who didn't do anything, just sat there and let the information come in through their ears. They learned more than people who were typing it on a laptop computer. So those people with a laptop are engaging some extra systems and muscles, and they have the words right there, almost word for word, if they're a pretty fast typer, on their paper. But yet those who wrote by hand learned and retained more. So when we're writing out scripture, and, you know, some of us might go, well, why would I want to write out scripture? It's already written out for me. It's right there on the page. Because just that process, writing out one verse a day, writing out a chapter a week, whatever it is that you decide to write out, any amount that you are physically writing out with that pencil in hand is helping you to learn it and retain it better than any other way that you could engage with it. And I think that's why I get so much feedback from people saying, whoa, I never thought to write out scripture before, and whoa, the things I'm seeing, the things I'm learning, I think that's why the response, because God made us that way.
Wow. This has been awesome, Deborah. I have just really loved hearing what you have to say, and my brain is still going back to what you said right in the beginning, our soul longs for God. And that's just kind of sticking out from everything that you said, and just the importance of spending time, however long that is, in the Word of God, because we are created to love and long for God. So that's really awesome. Is there anything you would like to the listeners to walk away with from what you've shared about today?
You know, the biggest takeaway for me, and so I think for maybe most people, the biggest takeaway is, you know, our soul does that. It has that longing. It's created with many, 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 many wants. Our soul has no limit to its wants, but its greatest need is time with God. And if we can just walk away realizing that it's our responsibility. We have to be intentional to feed that soul. Or it shrivels and dies up and all of our want to disappears. We've got to be intentional no matter how busy we are. And we just have to realize, give ourselves permission. I think a lot of us grew up with, you know, read your Bible and pray, read your Bible and pray, and, you know, an hour, you know, get up at 4 in the morning and an hour or two before your day. And that's just not realistic for most of us. And I think if we can just walk away with, my soul has this need. I'm the one responsible for its care. I've got to be intentional about it. And it's okay if all I have is 5 minutes a day, if all I have is 10 minutes a day, as long as I find some ways that truly help me spend that 5 or 10 minutes with God, that's what I need. It's okay not to have an hour or two a day. I can give myself permission to carve out what time I can and find ways that God designed me that feed my soul, that feed my wiring to spend time with Him, whether it's going for a prayer walk around a lake, or sitting with the Bible and writing out a scripture a day. There are ways I can deepen my relationship, I can spend time with God, and I can care for my soul.
That's great. That's great. I love this stuff. Thank you, Deborah, so much for sharing. So if people want to be in touch with you or connect with you in any way, is there anything that you want people to know, anything that you're offering that you want to share with people, and how can they find you?
If people have questions, if they want to connect, they can find a lot of the information at my website, which you referred to before, with www.deborahhaddix.com. If they have specific questions and they can't find the answers on the website, or it's just easier, they can email me. And that, again, is as easy as it can be. It's Deborah@DeborahHaddix.com. I am happy to answer questions, clarify things if somebody's still walking away not sure about writing scripture or meditating on scripture. And then you mentioned an offer. I do have an offer. I presented the course in person several times, and because I can't be everywhere and everybody can't be where I am, I've offered it a couple times now online. And so I will offer that again beginning May 1st. So it would run for 6 weeks on Tuesdays beginning May 1st through a Facebook group, kind of an online group. You get a workbook that you can download, PDF workbook to work through, and do this in community where we're meeting on Facebook and we take a week and we actually look at writing the scripture and why that's beneficial, and we practice it. And we share what we learn and what we're seeing as we write the scripture. And then we take a week and we do meditating. So we go through all of the five ways to engage. And so this course is typically $30 for the workbook and the 6 week interactive on Facebook. But for anybody who signs up because they listen to any of the journaling conference, if they will email me at the Deborah at DeborahHaddix.com by Friday, April 20th, they can enroll in the May 1st session for $15, and they get the workbook in the 6 weeks. And so if they're interested in it or they have questions, they can email me at the Deborah at DeborahHaddix.com.
That's an incredible offer. I hope our listeners take you up on that, because what a better way to improve our walk with Christ is learning how to spend more time in the Word of God and just having Deborah walk alongside you and show you what that looks like. So thank you so much for that offer. And, yeah, listeners, please take her up on that, because I think that's incredible value that she's giving. Thank you to all of you for listening for us today, and thank you, Deborah, for sharing your expertise with us. It was awesome to have you.
Oh, you are welcome, Doreen. That was a pleasure.
If you want to learn more about journaling to build your faith and to help your clients or your friends, you can sign up for our free membership that Deborah and I are both a part of at nacjw.com. That's nacjw.com. We also offer professional membership. So for the month of April, if you sign up for a year-long professional membership, you will receive a free chic journal. I tell you, I've seen them. They look absolutely beautiful. So once again, thank you for being here, and remember to join us for our next interview. Talk to you soon. Bye.